Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes. Hi, Jackie. It's Samantha here. How are you?
I am well. That's not the phone number I have. This is the Josh Baker phone number. I am not well. I would like my four options, please.
Yes. The options that I got for you, first of all, I would like to acknowledge the errors that were faced or the inconvenience that was faced from my end in this project. I see that there was some sort of negligence back and forth. I mean, people kept dropping the ball. So I'm not going to waste a lot of your time here, Jackie. I'm just going to cut to the chase, and I'll let you know that I got the approval from the finance team to initiate a partial refund for the publication and the printing service. By the way, the copy that you received in which the formatting was out, I did evaluate that too. There was a page missing from the manuscript, and due to that, the entire book was like mismatched. It didn't follow the actual order that you wanted the book to be in. So, in short, Jackie, I am willing to initiate the refund. I'm just waiting for the finance team to provide me the breakdown and confirm the amount that is to be refunded so I can forward that to you. Once you confirm, we'll initiate with the refund. Is that okay with you?
I want my four options. You said you would give me four options.
Yes, I did tell you that the four options that I was talking about were for either a partial refund, a compensation service, or for us to actually fix this for you. So I don't think at this point of time, after investigating thoroughly the entire project, I don't think any of the other options will be applicable to your project, given the frustration and the dissatisfaction that you face. So I just wanted to keep this simple and move forward with a refund, which is what you were looking for.
I want a full refund.
Okay, Jackie, we have done some substantial amount of work. So if you look at the package, we have completed 60-70% of the package. There are two services that are pending from the package that has not been delivered. So it will be fair to say that the people that worked on your book actually deserve to be paid. I do understand that there was a delay and some inconvenience back and forth, but Jackie, I did see that the team provided you the revisions every day. So they were working back and forth without following the standard timeline, which is 4 working days for each revision. Instead, they were providing you the revisions every day. Whenever you provided some comments, they worked on that and they forwarded the manuscript or the draft to you the very next day. So don't you think it would be fair for us to actually talk or negotiate on the amount, on the partial amount that is to be refunded?
What is the negotiating figure for the partial refund?
That's what I'm waiting on, Jackie. I actually got the approval regarding a partial refund on these two services that are not delivered out of your package, and I asked them to provide me a breakdown for it and also the amount that they are proposing to refund. So once I get that, would
I
you
would
like
I would
to?
like I expected that amount today.
I'm sorry?
I would like that amount now.
Now, okay. Well, then I will have to either place you on hold or call you back.
That's fine.
Okay. Well, then stay on the line with me and let me see what I can do, okay? All right. Thank you very much for being online, Jackie. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, so I managed.
I'm actually reviewing the notes I took when Haley Stringfellow sold me this thing I've been suffering.
What exactly did she tell you?
Well, I've got bullets. All right, she's the first bullet talks about the dedicated team. She was going to sign Josh Baker. She was going to send me a form, which they didn't. I submit. They were going to give me a detailed editorial report, which, anyway, then the ISBN, then the copyright through the Library of Congress. Then the timeline, which I've written down, timeline, not more than 3 to 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my notes.
Okay. All right. Well, let me get back to the resolution options that I have for you. The first one that I have for you here, just in case if you do not decide to go with a refund, then if you provide us a second chance, we will fix the error in the print version because it's just a page missing. Once we include that page, it will automatically fall under the same typesetting and formatting that you anticipated for the book. So there is no major errors in terms of having the book ready for publication or printout. It's ready there. And the only error that we encountered in the version that was sent to you is a page that is missing. So that is it. If you decide to go with option one, which is a second chance in which we'll fix this and we will initiate with the publication and the printed copies that were supposed to be delivered. Along with that, you will be getting 1 month social media marketing if you go with this option. So this is option one. Option two is a partial refund of $1,000. And once we do that, we will be closing the project after we provide you the final files of the book cover and the manuscript itself. All right. And there is another option with option one, so let's call it option B. A was a free trial for social media marketing, and that was for 1 month. So option B is an author's website, which excludes the hosting and domain. So if you decide to stick with the company,
I've already got my website and I've purchased a domain, but I don't have a product.
Okay.
I've done that already.
All right, so let's rule that out. Then overall, you have two options to select from. A partial refund of $1,000, and the second option is that if you decide to stay with us, we will fix whatever there is to be fixed in terms of having the print-ready files, and we will provide you a one-month trial for the social media marketing. So which option would you like to go with?
Okay, well, here's the deal. Is that the best you can do with $1,000?
Well, at this point of time, this is what I got. What are you proposing?
I'm proposing something a little more generous.
Okay. And can you give me an amount? Because that will be much easier for me to go ahead and, you know, tell the finance team that this is what you're expecting. If they can do that, they will certainly give me the approval.
$1,800.
$1,800, okay. And the total amount that you paid to us is $1,999, Jackie. This will not even cover the ISBN cost that was assigned on the book.
There is no ISBN.
There is an ISBN. Who told you that there's no ISBN?
I'm not aware of the ISBN.
The ISBN and the barcode is already assigned, and that cannot be utilized on any other book because that has already been assigned to your book. It's going to go down to waste. So I don't think this is an acceptable option, Jackie. You need to at least, you know.
$1,700.
Jackie, do you honestly feel that it is fair for us to keep, like, what, $200? And for all the work that we've done for you?
That'd be 300, yes. It's been an enormous amount of time, an enormous stress on me. When, as I'm looking at my notes, because I'm using the same notepad when I talk to your salesperson, that, you know, as I review, and I was you know, sold a bill of goods which said that this was doable, if I was willing to be in contact frequently, was something that could be accomplished in 3 weeks. And it is going on 3 months. And I think
Jackie, there were multiple revisions. There were multiple revisions. I mean, it wasn't like
multiple
you provided
revisions.
All the revisions.
You admitted that y'all were negligent. I don't know. I wouldn't even use that word to describe that because I really don't think y'all were negligent. I think you were incompetent. You know, there was at no point that I think everybody's like, well, I don't give a shit about that. I just really felt it's just a bunch of working parts that don't talk to each other. And so I don't feel like you neglected me. I really don't. When you used that word, that was surprising to me because I never felt neglected. I felt, and if you look at my emails, when I started to reach a level of frustration, when I sent something, this needs to be done. At first, I thought it was kind of funny, the first thing that was taken literally. I thought, oh, my God, this is a language barrier. And then when it became just a series of, here's what y'all need to do, and then I started to just enumerate them, and then one might get fixed. And then it's like, oh, yeah, it's fixed. And then I look at the next copy, and something's been fixed, but the other reverted to not being fixed. I don't feel that y'all have been negligent. I feel that this has that y'all have been incompetent. And
so
I think it's because there are too many people. I don't know how y'all do this. It's not efficient. And honestly, like I said, when you said negligent, I'm like, well, that's pretty harsh, you know, way to describe your organization. And I honestly never truly felt neglected until I kept getting put off today with the phone call and such. But, yes, $1,700. Yes, ma'am. I think that's fair.
Okay. The remaining cost that you're leaving with us will be for the ISBN and barcode, which we will provide you. But, Jackie, you're saying
I have purchased an ISBN before. They're not that expensive. This is not my first rodeo.
Jackie, there are two ISBN numbers along with two barcodes. Kindly go ahead and get a code from the market and tell me how much exactly are you getting that for. Also, Jackie, if you're saying that you want to get almost 80% of the amount back, I need a confirmation from your end that you're dissatisfied with the final file that was provided by the team and you will not be using that for
I don't have a final file.
You don't have the source files? It was missing a page.
I have the last file. I have, yes, ma'am.
All the divisions that were catered, Jackie, you need to understand that I don't have a problem initiating this refund, but that would mean that any editing services that you received or the edited version that you got currently for the book, you will not be able to use that because you're getting an 80% refund back. And that includes the editing services as well. So you will have to go back to your raw manuscript if you decide to go to the 1700.
No, I do not have to go back to the manuscript. It has already been uploaded to the Library of Congress.
So, Jackie, the team worked on that for hours.
I understand
that there were some revisions
It is my intellectual property, and as of this morning, It has copyrighted through the Library of Congress. It has, it's protected.
Okay. So Jackie, I didn't just
fall up the turnip truck, you know?
Tell me something, Jackie. Is this fair for you to actually do this? I mean, you have a finished version, a fully furnished version of the book on which the team spent numerous hours. And right now you're talking about taking that amount from them. You're saying that we should not pay them for the editing services they did. You're acting over smart and you're bringing the ownership of the copyrights here. Do you think that's fair?
Well, yeah, I do think it's fair.
Yes, ma'am.
It is indeed fair. My notes say that this company could handle this project and within a month. I've spent a great deal of my own time and energy on this. I do indeed think that's fair because I think I make $24,000 a year. I'm a teacher. You know, I'm a part-time teacher. I make 24. I think Penguin could probably take the hit a little bit more than I can right now.
You're not taking the hit here. We're giving you the final files, and there is nothing that is missing from the final version except for one page, and that is it. And for that, you are negating all the hard work that was done by the team. I know they've made some mistakes, but Jackie, don't be so brutal with the people who have really worked hard. I know that they
I've worked hard too, and this is an extremely emotional project. And then after a month in, I got this guy called, you know, who's calling me about intellectual property and trying to sell me a website. And I said, dude, I need a product. And then he keeps, and then it's like, no, this needs to be 7x10. This is the size. And it's like, well, it's a letter book. I'm like, it's not a letter book. It's a grief journal, for crying out loud. It's a self-help book for people who have lost their children, who have two dead kids like I do. And it just kept like, no, well, this is how it should be. And it's like, no, this is how it should be. I'm the customer. And I spent an inordinate amount of time trying to set your team straight on, no, this is what I need. I knew from the get-go what I wanted. And it's been torturous, 2.5 months, torturous.
But Jackie, I'm willing to compensate you on that, to provide you some complimentary services. But what you're asking
for,
$1,700, that is absurd, Jackie.
No.
At least have human decency. I'm not asking you to care for the company, because it's not about the company at this point. It's about the people that worked hard. You know, they've worked overtime.
I know. I was sold a bill of goods that y'all haven't been able to deliver. And I am a decent human being, and I take offense that you are suggesting otherwise. But I want $1,700.
Is this decent? I mean, you're getting the ISBN barcode, the editing, the formatting.
No, I don't need the ISBN barcode.
That has already been provided in your package. It's a non-refundable service.
Well, I have yet to see a number, an ISBN and barcode. I registered at the Library of Congress this morning, you know, I don't have an ISBN and barcode. There's not one on the print copy. There's no such thing to my knowledge.
Okay, Jackie, I feel like you have just, you know, taken an advantage of our conversation. I believe you wanted to go ahead and get the full refund, right? That's the reason why you processed the copyrights and everything today with the finalized version that was sent to you by the editing team, so that we cannot, you know, ask you to provide us the editing fee. But you do understand that it's your book. See, understand something, Jackie. When you hire a ghostwriter or a ghost editor, they are to help you complete the book. It's not completely on them to do everything from their side, because it's your book at the end. It's your vision. So obviously the main lead or the direction overall or the guidance will be provided by you, and that is very obvious. And all the help that was taken from the editing team, right now you're asking me to negate all that, send them unpaid, and on the other hand, you're going to use their work.
I'm going to use my work.
Jackie.
And you all get $300.
Jackie, come on.
You all get $300.
Do you want me to send you a comparison report?
What's your best offer?
I can't make any offer right now, because if I take this, I'll have to take this to my finance team. And, Jackie, if I compare your raw version with the finalized version, what percentage do you think, or what difference do you think we will be able to evaluate or analyze on that?
Well, that's a nebulous question. I am interested in $1,700.
Okay. Just give me a quick moment. Thank you very much for being online, Jackie. Are you good?
Yes.
Yes, Jackie, I tried to reach back to the finance team. Unfortunately, they have left for the day, but I've left them your message regarding the $1,700 refund request. So by tomorrow, I will be able to provide you a final answer on that, okay?
Okay, but today, yesterday, and I would have, I assumed that you were a person of your word because you said I will text you and then I will call you, and it was, I don't know, when I contacted you, 5 o'clock our time. I actually didn't go do something expecting your text and call. And so how can I be assured that this is really going to happen and I'm not going to have to wait by the phone all day?
Jackie, I had almost 24 hours to coordinate with the publication team along with the printing department and sit down with the editing team to look into the case and get back to you. So obviously that took time. And apart from that, you do understand, Jackie, I'm a compliance manager, so I'm not solely handling your case individually.
I know.
Of course that's
going
to take time. And I told you that I was
that.
About to call you. And it wasn't like I was going to miss this, because either way, I was going to call you before day end. And I did that. So I don't understand what exactly you're asking me about.
Well, it's you know, you told me I'm in a meeting, 45 minutes, an hour went by, I'll call you, and you didn't call. I mean,
I understand that completely. I'm asking, Jackie, did it ever occur with you that you went into a meeting, you anticipated half an hour for the meeting, and the meeting went on for 45 minutes, so 1 hour?
Yeah. I worked at colleges, and that's just like crazy. I would like an email. I would like a paper trail. So I would like an email within the next half hour that says that tomorrow whoever will contact me, and like a quick breakdown of our conversation.
I will contact you, and I will be sending you a short email regarding contacting you, because that's what you need. So I'm going to provide that to you in writing. Once we have confirmed the refunding, the amount to be refunded, then I will send that to you in writing. By the way, we have discussed a lot of things on this call because it's a 31-minute call. So unfortunately, Jackie, I won't be able to mention the minutes of meeting in the entire email. That's going to take me another half an hour to actually compile that email. So rather than me wasting all the time writing
I just want something simple. All I want is that we discuss a refund price and that tomorrow someone will contact me, like, at a reasonable time.
Perfect.
That's all
can do that.
I'm not asking for a breakdown of our conversation.
Exactly, because
I take copious notes. So I've basically recorded our conversation, but all I want is we've had this conversation and you're going back to your finance people and y'all get back to me tomorrow.
All right,
and
then sending that email to you right now. And Jackie,
okay.
Be sure to check your spam box, because I'm emailing you for the very first time, so it's probably going to land in your junk emails or spam emails, okay?
Okay. And the other question would be, what kind of time frame can I expect? Because I put today on hold in many ways.
What time are you available tomorrow?
Well, morning is best. I mean,
okay.
You know, I'm not working tomorrow, which is good. But you know, I am in Central.
Central time, okay. Let me just really quickly check. Okay, the earliest, I'm in the Pacific time zone, so the earliest that I can call you is going to be noon your time. Would that work?
Let's see. Yes, that should work. Yes,
okay.
That should work.
Perfect. All right, then. I'll call you then, and I'm sending you an email right now, okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.